Buongiorno. Sfiga. Okay, work on. Russia, Prashna. Voli.
Does Radharani ever felt angry with Krishna because Krishna didn't come back to her when he left Vrindavan?
What's the question?
Does Radharani become angry because Krishna didn't come from back to Vrindavan from Mathura? Does she become angry or not?
Also say like she felt like disappointed by Krishna because he didn't come back.
Disappointed is one thing, angry is another thing.
Yeah, she say if she felt angry or disappointed by Krishna.
Question is, did Radharani become angry or disappointed after Krishna left Vrindavan and never came back? That's how the Bhagavatam describes Krishna's Leela. Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami telling Pariksha about Krishna's Leela, the Bhagavatam says that Krishna left Vrindavan and never came back. He went to Mathura, he went to Dwarka, and he gave up his body in Prabhasa Kshetra. But the Goswamis, they, of course we accept Bhagavatam as our main Praman, but we accept the Bhagavatam as our main Praman with the Goswami commentaries. The Goswami commentaries on Bhagavatam say Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And when they comment on the Bhagavatam, they comment that Krishna was in Dwarka, he came. He was fighting a demon named Shalva. Krishna and Dwargalila was fighting a demon named Shalva. After he finished killing Shalva, another demon attacked Mathura. His demon's name was Dantavakra. Dantavakra. He was Jai-Vijay, I think, wasn't he? Dantavakra and Shishupal. Jai Vijay became Dantavakra and Shishupal and Krishna, and Ramayala became Kumbhakarna and Ravana, and Satyuga became Aranyaksha and Aranyakashipu, and Kali Yuga became a Russian guy and Italian lady. No, I don't know. They say Jagai Mare sometimes. I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, what was Krishna? Yeah, so what? Radharani get angry. So the Goswami say after Krishna killed Dantavakra, Dantavakra was attacking Mathura. So Krishna was outside of Dwarka fighting Shalva. So he killed Shalva, then he got the news that Mathura was being attacked by Dantavakra. So then he uses that as an excuse. He said, I can't come home now, Rukmini Satyabhama. There's a demon attacking the Yadavas and Mathura. I have to go there and save them. So he ran back to Mathura. He knocked out Dantavakra. In the village outside of Mathura, even the village is still there, it's called Datiha. Datiha means a place where he, ha means hante, hante, hante means to kill, hante. This is a village where Krishna killed Dantavakra. So our commentaries of the Goswamis on that part of the Bhagavatam say after Krishna killed Dantavakra, he returned to Vrindavan and he stayed there with the gopis for 2 months and he became a cowboy again. And he danced Rasa and he met Radharani, enjoyed Radharani, wiped her tears of disappointment and unhappiness. And then he put them all on a ball cart and took him to Brahma Rud, to Brahma Kund, and entered Brahma Rud or Brahma Kund, and took them all back to Goloka Vrindavan. In another form, he returned back to Dwarka, and like that. So that's what Goswami say. by commenting on the Bhagavatam, they say that. But other associates of Lord Chaitanya, they say Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And they quote verses from the Padma Puran that say Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam pritajya ekam padam nagacchati. The famous verse in Padma Puran describing Krishna that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, Radharani never leaves Vrindavan. Kavi Karnapur was a personal associate of Lord Chaitanya. He says, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He has a whole book called Nanda Vrindavan Shambhu. No Mathura Lila, no Dwarka Lila. 400 page book. It's in Hindi also. Nanda Vrindavan Shambhu is a very good book, a very poetic book and a very beautiful book. You get it in Vrindavan in Hindi. Khandewal Bookstore, over by Banga Vihari. Nearby Banga Vihari, Khandewal have Hindi books. It's a very good book, Hindi. My friends have it. It says great Hindi, good Hindi. Published by Gaudiya Mahasa, someone. Or some, they was translated by someone else, but they republished it.